We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
South of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today's the 1st of October, 2011. Well, the lies just keep on coming, ladies and gentlemen. Now we learn that Anwar al-Awlaki, they say, has died. Anwar al-Awlaki, you recall, has been tied to a number of different so-called terrorist events. And I'll get to that here in just a moment. But first, I wanted to cover this. Diebold voting machines can be hacked by remote control. Now, folks, we told you folks about this over and over again on this program about how the U.S. elections are rigged. There are people campaigning for Ron Paul and different things, different candidates. Everybody has their little candidate they love to support. But keep in mind, all of this is a wasted effort because the other side controls the election results. And when you have these computerized voting systems in place, everything from dog catcher to president can be rigged. And so this kind of goes back to the futility of really worrying about what the national elections are doing. The bottom line is, folks, we got to quit hero worshiping. We got to quit looking for some savior to bail us out and to be active in our local communities and our local states to do something on a local level and quit worrying about the federal government, because it's a behemoth, it's out of control, and the only way to get back the federal government, to get control of the federal government, is through the states. And I don't see anybody doing that. Well, I take that back. There are some people that are actually doing that. We've had some of them on the show. But there's not nearly enough people promoting local and state activism. Local and state government. You got the Wall Street protests going on right now where they're villainizing capitalism. And, well, certainly capitalism. What are we to believe about capitalism, ladies and gentlemen? Runaway, run amok capitalism is corporate fascism. It certainly has led to that. But then you have the flip side of that dialectic, and that's communism. And I certainly don't want that. But somehow some of these people who like to talk against capitalism forget to talk against communism at the same time. Isn't that interesting? So is that going to be pushed as the solution? And certainly not everyone who's probably involved in that, in the protests that are going on, are necessarily a part of that. But, oh man, what a tangled web. We'll try to untangle some of it when we come back from the break. Stay with us. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
And I want to believe you when you tell me that it'll be okay. Yeah, I try to believe you, but I don't. When you say that it's gonna be, it always turns out to be a different way. I try to believe you, not today, 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 today.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, by the way, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. I keep it open during the program. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we continue on here. You know, before the break, I was talking about how Devo, you know, the elections are rigged. People, we've been telling you that for years, and, you know, a number of people have done a lot of great work in exploring that arena. Bev Harris of BlackBoxVoting.com is one of those that come to my mind, as she demonstrated very, very well just how some of, and I think it was Diebold's software that she was examining. There was a copy of that found on an FTP site, a foreign FTP site, and she examined it, went through it, and determined that basically the software created different ledgers. There are actually three different ledgers, and by changing one ledger, you would actually be able to change the other ledger, the first ledger, where the official voting results come from. Well, here's another example of that. Salon.com, mainstream news media source, just a few days ago, September 27, published this. Diebold voting machines can be hacked by remote control. It said exclusive. A laboratory shows how an e-voting machine used by a third of all voters can be easily manipulated. They say it could be one of the most disturbing e-voting machine hacks to date. Voting machines used by as many as a quarter of American voters heading to the polls in 2012 can be hacked with just $10.50 in parts and an eighth grade science education, according to computer science and security experts at the vulnerability assessment team at Argonne National Laboratory in Illinois. The experts say the newly developed hack could change voting results while leaving absolutely no trace of the manipulation behind. Quote, we believe these man-in-the-middle attacks are potentially possible on a wide variety of electronic voting machines, unquote, said Roger Johnston, leader of the assessment team. He continued by saying, we think we can do similar things on pretty much every electronic voting machine. Now, the Argonne Lab, run by the Department of Energy, has the mission of conducting scientific research to meet national needs, they say. The Diebold AccuVote voting system used in the study was loaned to the lab's scientists by VelvetRevolution.us, of which the Brad blog is a co-founder. Velvet Revolution received the machine from a former Diebold contractor. Previous lab demonstrations of e-voting system hacks, such as Princeton's demonstration of a viral cyber attack on a Diebold touchscreen system, relied on cyber attacks to change the results of elections. Such attacks, according to the team at Argonne, require more coding skills and knowledge of the voting system software than is needed for the attack on the Diebold system. So anyway, I'm going to leave that there. That's posted on the website at governamerica.com for your references. There's more to that article. You have to go to the original link, which unfortunately I could not get to this morning. So I don't know if they took it down. Who knows? But the question is, ladies and gentlemen, will this get any traction, widespread traction in the media? I highly doubt it. Will anything ever be done about it? I highly doubt it. Because these rigged election systems are serving a purpose. It's making it that much easier for the controllers to determine who your candidates are going to be and what the outcome of the elections are ultimately going to be. Anyway, moving along here, I mentioned earlier the fact that they are claiming that Anwar al-Awlaki was killed. We have the Pakistanis very upset with us now, and this has been going on for a while now, as the U.S. flies drones over Afghanistan. We launch deadly missile attacks from these unmanned aerial aircraft. Unmanned air vehicles, UAVs, I guess is what they call them. But these things are flown from California by remote control. They're flown from Nevada by remote control. We have a video up on the website, which I highly encourage you folks to watch. It's in the video section there on the right-hand side of the page. It's a frontline, part of a frontline episode, in which they show just how this is done. I've called this kill by day at home for dinner or something like that. Anyway, it's on the right-hand side of the page in the videos at governamerica.com. I encourage you to watch it because it's very eye-opening but very, very disturbing. We've entered a new era of war fighting today, ladies and gentlemen. It is the era which removes completely and totally the conscience of the person and the element of risk, by the way. Because when somebody can sit in a control room and push buttons and move joysticks and fly aircraft without even getting out of their seat, without even leaving the country, and kill people halfway across the globe, well, where's the risk? Where's the personal investment? And, you know, you can say, well, that's great for the U.S. military. That's great. We don't have to be put in harm's way. Well, the problem is none of these wars have any justification morally. I mean, 9/11? Folks, get serious. I mean, anybody who's been paying moderate attention knows that 9/11 was a U.S. shadow government operation. The neocons set off 9/11. They planned the whole war in advance. I sound like a broken record, but all you have to do is look at the PNAC report, look at the Phase 3 plan for national security, which planned homeland security in advance. Look at all this stuff. They mapped it all out. They planned the work, and then they worked their plan. That's how it happens every time. It's just we got the blueprints, and they've been widely published. And so, you know, I really don't care the temperatures that steel melts. You know, a lot of people get lost in the science. They get a lot of theories about whether it was direct energy weaponry that brought the buildings down or whether it was, bombs planted in the buildings. You know, I mean, it could be a variety of things. I don't get lost in the science and how they did it. Not that that's not important. I'm not saying it's not. But the point is they planned the whole thing in advance, folks. And they even said in that PNAC report, we need a new Pearl Harbor to trigger this plan that we want to put into place. And look at all the profiteering going on from the war on terror. So we got these drones flying over Afghanistan and Pakistan now, people getting very angry because a number of people are being killed. They're being murdered by our UN global peace force, of which the U.S. military is a key part. Okay? And Press TV, the Iranian news service, says U.S. drone strike kills 4 in Pakistan. At least 4 people have been killed and 5 others injured in the latest non-UN-sanctioned U.S. drone strike in troubled northwest of Pakistan, Press TV reports. Non-UN-sanctioned. Well, I guess we're supposed to believe from this report, and keep in mind, this is the Iranian news service, just a different flavor of propaganda. And I think that's the key, folks. Just about every source of news you have in the major press, official established news agencies, are another flavor of news propaganda. Okay, it's just slanted in a different direction from a different angle. But it's important to examine all the angles so you can decipher exactly what's really going on. In this case, they say it's non-UN sanctioned. That implies that the UN should be able to give the blessing to any military activity around the globe. And I say that's absolute hogwash. That being said, that doesn't mean we should be there, because we shouldn't be there. We have no business going into foreign sovereign countries and invading their airspace, killing their people under some false flag guise of terrorism. And that's exactly what we have going on a widespread basis today. So they say the assault took place in the Begar village of South Waziristan tribal district on Friday when the drone fired 2 missiles at a vehicle. The U.S. frequently carries out attacks by the unmanned aircraft on Pakistanis' tribal regions, claiming the airstrikes target pro-Taliban militants. And once again, how do you know who's a Taliban militant and who's not a Taliban militant? Because the Taliban, all that is, they're the Afghan Taliban's, Taliban means student, folks. And going back to the Afghan, the Soviet invasion in Afghanistan, the U.S. set up addresses, talked about this a lot of times in the past. These were the schools that taught the so-called Taliban to be good little terrorists. And when they attended these schools, they were called students, which means Taliban. Okay? So that's where the word Taliban comes from. Bottom line is, these people are Afghanis. These people are Pakistanis. These people are Middle Easterners. And you don't know who your enemy is, which means we shouldn't be there at all. All right, I'm up against the clock. I'll continue this. I'll touch upon Anwar al-Awlaki. When we come back, stay with us. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here. I mentioned before the break that the other side, the U.S. government, is now claiming that Anwar al-Awlaki, a U.S.-born cleric linked to al-Qaeda, was killed in Yemen. Okay? This press piece comes from the Washington Post. It says, Anwar al-Awlaki, a radical American-born Muslim cleric, one of the world's most influential al-Qaeda leaders, was killed Friday in a U.S. drone strike in northern Yemen, U.S. and Yemeni authorities said, eliminating a prominent terrorist recruiter who inspired attacks on American soil. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, I have to go down memory lane here with you a moment, because this guy is apparently a critical cog in the wheel, according to the other side, in international terrorism. Now, the list of different things. I was brainstorming this morning trying to remember all of the different little activities that the U.S. government has connected this guy with. Of course, we had Kurt Haskell on the show, what was it, last week or the week before? I can't even remember now. Within the last couple of weeks, we had him on the show. I think it was last week. And him and his wife were aboard the Northwest flight, which had the underwear bomber, Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab. Well, the underwear bomber, apparently, according to what we're told, was told to do that by Anwar al-Awlaki, okay? Now, of course, no mention here anywhere of the sharp-dressed man that Kurt Haskell saw. Yeah, you're not supposed to know about that. But so they connect him with the underwear bomber. They connect him with the Portland Christmas tree lighting ceremony would-be bomber, Muhammad Al-Mahmoud. Yeah, we talked about that one on the show. I think that was back in Christmas of last year, if memory serves me correctly. And that one was a case where the FBI took this Muhammad Al-Mahmoud by the hand. They gave him the knowledge and training. I mean, this is all admitted, folks. They admitted this in the major press. They took this guy by the hand. They encouraged him along, the FBI did. They gave him training in how to set off explosives. They gave him dummy weapons to practice with. They took him every step of the way. They gave him financing. And then, you know, they along the way somewhere they said, are you sure you want to go through with this? You know, here's all the encouragement. Here's the training. Here's the money. Here's what you need to get the job done. And, oh, by the way, are you sure you want to go through with this? And then they gave him a phone and said, hey, dial this number and the thing will blow up. So he dialed the number. And they came in and got him and they said, ha-ha, we've thrown at a terrorist. Looky here. And they held a press conference. Okay? That's Muhammad Al-Mahmoud. And this has been the pattern all along, creating terrorist events. See, once people, the normal human behavior, when somebody keeps crying, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. Chicken Little, the sky is falling. Eventually, you need pieces of the sky to fall in order to prove to people that the sky really is falling. In this case, they cried terrorism so many times that people have become fatigued by it. People, yeah, thumb their nose at it. Yeah, sure, okay, right. Well, the boogeyman's going to get us. The walls are closing in. The world's falling apart. We're all going to die. Okay? Well, eventually they have to do something to try to convince you that, we all really are going to die. That there really is an imminent threat. Okay? Like the little boy who cried wolf too many times. Well, suddenly the wolf came. And the people, so they got to make the wolf come. That's the bottom line. So they have to have little incidences of terrorism that they thwarted, purportedly, to convince you that there really is a genuine threat so that when the TSA rapists at the airport decide to grope, and I don't want to get too graphic here, but they're doing their thing, many of whom have apparently been arrested on child pornography charges. I shouldn't say many. Some of whom have been arrested on child pornography charges, child molestation charges. The beat goes on, people. Point of the matter is, when they do their thing, you folks are going to be responding out there. Well, not you folks, but the average American will say, this is all important because we don't want that Muhammad Al-Mahmoud, whatever his name is, or Anwar al-Awlaki. We don't want him to get us, so this is all very necessary. But they tied this guy to the underwear bomber, the Portland Christmas tree lighting ceremony would-be bomber, the New York car bombing incident in May of 2010. Then there was the Fort Hood shooter. Apparently he was the imam that was counseling the Fort Hood shooter, according to what we're told. And we talked about all the questions surrounding that incident at the time. And, of course, 9/11. You know, supposedly he had connections with three of the 19 alleged hijackers. Of course, some of these hijackers, it's been reported by the BBC, they're still alive. But, you know, let's not let facts get in the way of a good story, huh? But anyway, so we got the 9/11 attacks. And then it was reported by Fox News, admitted by the Pentagon, that Anwar al-Awlaki, just months after the 9/11 attack, was invited to the Pentagon to have dinner with Pentagon brass. Okay? This guy, with a list of terrorist incidents on his resume, it was admitted, was invited to the Pentagon for a dinner, and they blamed it on bad vetting. Oh, we're just a bunch of bumbling, fumbling idiots. And they're always hiding behind their incompetence. No, it's not incompetence, people. It's criminality. All right, I got the bottom of the hour break. Stay with us. We'll be back. We'll take Mark in Texas. Don't go away. This is Govern America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere. Heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Back. This is Govern America. That's Poker Face, by the way. Check them out at pokerface.com. A lot of great music, and support the bands and support the movement, people. Pokerface.com. All right, we're back. I was talking about Anwar al-Awlaki. I am going to do that a little more here in a moment. But first, let's go to Texas and take Mark. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Darren.
What's going on?
Well, you know, since Congress no longer declares war, and the executive branch has pretty much seized control or authority, whatever, to be over all war operations, I got an idea.
Okay.
See, this president's got that nuclear football.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we get him a joystick in a box? I figure what he could do, he could skip a couple of campaign get-togethers next month, and let's teach him how to operate that joystick. Now, if he deems this absolutely necessary, instead of using all these dictatorial assassination orders, he can fly the darn thing himself. I figure 48 hours of instruction ought to do it.
You know, we're led to believe here that, you know, he has this tripped-out limousine called the Beast, and then he also has a tripped-out campaign motorhome, which I think was made in Canada, by the way. Anyway, they claim that he has that nuclear football inside his motorhome that he uses to go on his campaign stops. So theoretically, I guess he can launch nuclear missiles right from the motorhome. I mean, you know, if that is all that it takes to have a nuclear attack on some other country, then we're in deep, deep trouble.
I'm thinking so, too. But let's let the president, I like to say, if he thinks it, I'm not just talking to Obama either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole list to come. But if they really think it's absolutely necessary, we take these folks out. Let him fly the thing. Let the buck stop with him. You know, this dictatorial assassinations, this needs to stop. If the executive branch deems it necessary, they have to run all this, fine. They can do it themselves.
Well, what needs to happen is there needs to be a groundswell of people in every city in America demanding that the troops be brought home. They need to be parked out on the Capitol lawn. They need to be parked in every area of government, every place where these people turn. They need to be seeing these protesters and protest signs saying that we will not tolerate our troops. And, you know, to be honest with you, Mark, I go back to my original assertion that the people who are involved in the military, who, you know, because they didn't sign up for this. You know, many of these people, some of them did actually sign up after 9/11, believing the lies that this engineered terrorist attack was something that was that we were attacked on that day, and they felt it was their patriotic duty to go and fight for America. Well, now it's come out that whole thing was a hoax. Many of these people understand it was a hoax, and they didn't fight. They didn't sign up in their mind at the time. They weren't signing up for perpetual war. They were signing up to take care of a problem they perceived as being a problem, but they didn't anticipate having the U.S. government invading sovereign countries in the Middle East and Northern Africa now, and overthrowing countries and leaders in countries because they weren't, you know, fitting into the whole globalism pattern. And so my contention remains that these people who have been stabbed in the back repeatedly by their own government need to quit sending their sons and daughters off to fight and die in these rich man's wars. There needs to be a rebellion among the military. You know,
and your assertions are correct because, now I don't know how true this is, but they say that Ron Paul's received more campaign contributions from folks in the military than any other candidate. So
yeah, I don't doubt that.
I think your assertions are probably correct. Talk about lost money that's taken out of the economy. Now that you're on this topic, I was thinking the other day, just think of all the money. I'm talking corporate money, just folks sending in money that's taken out of the economy that's given to these campaigners.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking billions here.
Yeah.
It's flat taken out of the economy to buy government favors. Now, if that doesn't tell you our government is completely and totally out of control, if you have to buy, I think I've said enough.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. I mean, there's no area today, there's absolutely no area where we can look that we find that the government is in control. I mean, it's like the mask has come off. You know, before the government used to kind of pretend to be on your side, to kind of pretend to be representing you. Now it's just, you know, completely and totally thumbing their nose at the American people, complete and absolute utter contempt at the American people, and even mainstream America. They're getting fed up. They're getting tired of it. They're seeing this criminal government for what it really is, you know, a corporate fascist dictatorship. But we got to be careful not to go the other way and promote communism.
Government's a lot like purchasing a lawyer. You can get real fantastic representation if you got the bucks.
That's exactly right. And unfortunately, that's the place where we are today.
Have a great show. I'll be listening.
Hey, thanks so much, Mark. Appreciate the call. All right. Getting back to this Al Awlaki situation for just a moment, folks, and I don't want to spend nonstop time on it, but I do think it needs to be talked about. Now we have CNN quoting government agencies saying Al Awlaki death may spur new attacks against the United States. Now, question comes to mind, do you think they're going to be releasing, you know, seems to me like after the alleged death of bin Laden, you remember it wasn't that long ago where they raided the so-called compound there in Pakistan, and this is what we're told damaged the relationships between the United States and Pakistan, because supposedly Pakistan was harboring this evil bin Laden guy, which by the way, has had so many more deaths than Morris the Cat has had lives, okay, bin Laden, I mean. So we're told that, you know, the U.S. government went in there, took this guy out, and drowned him right after that. And, oh, by the way, we're not going to release any of the photos. Now, there were some photos that were leaked out on the Internet, and the guy didn't look anything like the real bin Laden, okay? And the government still is saying we're not going to release the official photos. Now, how much do you want to bet that the Al Awlaki photos will never be released either? See, it's just trust us. Trust us. We killed this guy. Trust us. Okay? Now, CNN reports the death of alleged terrorist Anwar Awlaki and Samir Khan could spark others to launch attacks against the United States in retaliation, according to the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. So you see how the argument is being framed now. We got these guys, so now, you know, be careful. Better watch out. They're hiding under your bed. They're waiting to strike. They're setting the stage for another false flag operation, which they will then blame on those radical Islamist jihadists because, well, we're making progress on the war on terror, and yet we keep going backward and backward and backward, and we got to take away more of your freedoms. We got to spy on everything you do. And anyway, we see from the Telegraph, Al Awlaki death, a major blow to Al-Qaeda, says Panetta. U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says America is much safer after the assassination of Anwar Al-Awlaki in Yemen. So, the lies just keep getting worse and worse and more pronounced all the time. Because Al-Qaeda, what is Al-Qaeda, folks? Seems to me like they're the ones, you know, I come back to the BBC documentary, The Power of Nightmares. We played the audio of the third part of that on the show. Highly encourage you folks to look it up. It's widely available now on the Internet. Since we first talked about it, lots of people have put it up. Lots of people, I think you can watch the whole thing on YouTube. But the most, and again, I don't agree with everything in that documentary. But I encourage you to watch the third part of that because it really blows to pieces the notion that international terrorism is a real threat. They go in, they examine under the Bush administration, and now it continues under Obama. They examine the neocons, they examine the claims of George W. Bush and the neocons, all of these different so-called terrorist events that they supposedly thwarted, and there was really no substance, very little substance or evidence in any of these cases. But it makes good media publicity, and if we had any real journalism in this country, by the way, some reporter would have looked into this, would have every single time these clowns stand up at the podium and make these statements, and then I'm talking about the executive paper pusher in the Oval Office, any time that these people stand up and say anything like this, you should have media all over investigating and fact-checking everything they say. But, of course, this is never going to happen because the media is working for the other side, for the most part. So, anyway, moving along here, we see from the Washington Times, freelance jihadists join Libyan rebels. Now, we're told that this international terrorism thing is a real threat, and yet we keep going in, working hand in glove, and when I say we, I mean the U.S. government, our terrorist government, is working hand in glove with the very people that they claim are out to get us, okay? I don't know how many stories that we have covered on this show where it has been reported, and many of these come from mainstream media sources, although they never get any real traction in the major press. They're mentioned once and then dropped. I guarantee you broadcast media doesn't pay any attention to any of this. And many of these stories, by the way, come from different parts of the globe. So we have to scout for these. But the point is that time after time after time, our government funds, arms, different people in different places that we're told then later on, well, you know, that was, you know, they're jihadists. Well, we had to do this because we were trying to fill in the blank. Okay? And this is just another example of this. Freelance jihadists join Libyan rebels. Here we create a situation in Libya which is absolutely unnecessary, complete and total UN operation. Okay? It was a UN Security Council resolution that is the reason why we are in Libya. That is the only reason why we are in Libya. Muammar Gaddafi was not a threat. We have other news reports where Tony Blair went over there and he was working out bank deals with Gaddafi. It's the same thing as in Iraq with Saddam Hussein when Donald Rumsfeld was in there, giving them, you know, working with them. So, I mean, friends today, enemies tomorrow. You know, this setup situation. When their usefulness is gone, suddenly they become the axis of evil, and we need to take them out. Washington Times reports a former leader of Libya's al-Qaeda affiliate says he thinks freelance jihadists have joined the rebel forces, as NATO's commander told Congress on Tuesday that intelligence indicates some al-Qaeda and Hezbollah terrorists are fighting Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's forces. Okay, moving along here. We see from the Telegraph, Libya, the West, Libya says the West and al-Qaeda are on the same side. Statements of support for Libya's revolution by al-Qaeda and leading Islamists have led to fears that military action by the West might be playing into the hands of its ideological enemies. Now, folks, none of this happens unless there's a design in place. We're supposed to believe, oh, this is just bunch of bumbling, fumbling idiots. They don't know how to run foreign policy. No, folks, there's a design here. Here we see from the Telegraph, Libya cannot exclude extremist exploitation, a NATO chief says. The warning came in an exclusive interview with the Daily Telegraph as Muammar Gaddafi's loyalist forces stepped up a fight back on three fronts. They say Libya is in danger of falling into the hands of Islamic extremists. If a stable government is not rapidly established, NATO's Secretary General warned last night. And in an interview with the Daily Telegraph, Anders Fogh Rasmussen said Islamic extremists would try to exploit any weaknesses created by the country as the country tried to rebuild after four decades of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's rule. Now, somebody again remind me, what was the mission in Libya again? What was the reason why we had to go in there? I guess I'm drawing a blank here. They say Mr. Rasmussen was speaking amid growing evidence of splits in the rebel leadership in Tripoli. His words will cast a damper over the euphoria sweeping Tripoli in the wake of the revolution. So we can look forward to Islamic jihadists taking control of Libya. You know, it's just the beat goes on. All right, we'll touch on some other things when we come back from the break. Stay with us. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back in a few.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
We're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Wiggs. As we continue on here, by the way, I'm told by Dan, who is there at the network running the board, that Republic Broadcasting website has been down. I don't know if it's still down at the moment. I noticed my call screen was down for a little bit, but it seems to be back up again. So if you were trying to access the Republic Broadcasting website just a little bit ago, you wouldn't have been able to, more than likely. He said there is a ticket open with the provider that they go through, so just be mindful of that. It seems to me like, didn't we just have this problem last week as well? You know, I don't know. It's interesting. Anyway, hopefully we're not being messed with. But the point is that if you have that problem, just keep trying, and you're bound to get through it eventually. Moving along here, I've been talking about Anwar al-Awlaki, and I spent a little more time on this than I think that I meant to. It seems to always be the case for a lot of things. But it's an important issue, and it just speaks back to the lies of international terrorism and this guise that we need to give up our freedoms. You know, the words of Benjamin Franklin keep coming to mind when he said, "They that can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." People, we need to heed that today more than ever, because those words are more timely and more important than they ever have been before. I mean, I don't even think, you know, the founding fathers could envision the degree to which the control stretches into our lives. They had a lot of experience with control, but now we have a lot of technology and a lot of new ways. By the way, we're going to be talking about some of that in the next hour, at the bottom of the next hour, with Patrick Wood of the August Review and Forecast. We're going to be talking about these smart meters that are being installed all across the country right now in different places, different states, and coming to a neighborhood near you, folks, unless you stand up and do something about it, because it's being funded with grants from the federal government, according to what I've read. And these things are so draconian and so detrimental to your health and to your individual liberty. All right, I'm almost up to the break. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take the break. When we come back, I'm going to touch upon the National Archives holding records, covering up apparently 9/11, according to my thinking. I'm going to turn a little bit more about drones. Donald Rumsfeld's now fingering more and more people. The scope of what they define as a terrorist keeps getting wider and wider all the time. We got CIA information, if we get to it. Also, the drug-running cartels, arming the cartels, the Fast and Furious program. We have that going on as well. Updates on that. Communist China, Russia now involved in more spying operations. There's just no shortage of things to talk about in this day and age. And we'll cover as much of it in the next half hour, and then we'll bring up Patrick Wood at the bottom of the next hour. Stay with us. Hour number two of Govern America is about to begin.
The next round of the